Some people just don't get sports.
Sounds like you have mental problems.
And honestly, we just don't get them.
Exactly.
This is Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
Up next, the Hannah Montana Marathon.
Yes!
And for all you fans, the Miley Cyrus Tour is coming.
Ah! Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god! You're watching Hannah Montana? Well, yeah, to make fun of it. I mean, look how stupid she is with her clothes and her makeup and that fabulous hair. Will you help me?
All right, fine.
It's a party in Bloomington, Indiana, 68-65 over Purdue.
I'm Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepard. Chris on the other side of the glass. It is the weekend. We are good to go. Sheeman and Shepard here on ESPN Southwest Florida on a Friday. Yeah, that was pretty tardy there. What, 13, 12 minutes past the hour? But we got her done. So everything is all good. Somebody sent me a text. Green Falcon, can you just imagine if Craig was an Alabama fan like Chris, how obnoxious Craig would be? I mean, we think Chris is obnoxious, but then Craig would be even worse. Yeah.
I try really hard not to be obnoxious with that.
Do you?
I do. No, I do.
Really? You hold back?
I try. It is an effort during college football season to take that hat off.
Wow. Why?
Because I get it. I grew up down here when the Gators were really good at football. And as somebody who didn't like them very much,
yeah,
Gator fans were really annoying whenever they talked about their team.
Huh.
Like the Tebow years and all that.
Yeah.
That
was the heyday, the Tebow years.
I'm aware, but Gator fans were obnoxious about it.
Yeah.
So I try really hard not to be.
All right. Well, sometimes you fail, sometimes you succeed. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah.
Gator Nation says, what makes Miley so great at five is hearing Craig in all his whiteness yell, yeah. Chicken salad. Thanks, Craig. Thank God for Miley. Happy Friday.
Yeah,
didn't mean
seriously
to mess that up. Sorry. Didn't mean to do that.
Well, I get it.
Yeah. So we got a lot going on here. I think we'll hear from Harry Carey at the bottom of the hour. And his Bills pummeled Patriots. He said Bills by 50, and I thought he was going to nail it. You know how he likes to joke around with the scores.
He meant Bills score 50.
Yeah, well,
only
47, and they missed two extra points, I think, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, they would have had to have.
They had a rough kicking night.
They only scored touchdowns, or the clock ran out.
Right. Yeah, 7 for 7 on their drives, no punting.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. Might hear from young officer Sean as well. But first, at 14 and a half minutes past the hour, like the good old days, it's time now for a SportsCenter Rundown and a sponsor. Here's Chris.
And the SportsCenter Rundown brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Naples, featuring the all-new, totally redesigned S-Class. Visit us online at mbnaples.com to reserve yours today. The Giants hired former Bills assistant GM Joe Shane to be their new GM and former Giants head coach Ben McAdoo back in the league as offensive coordinator of the Carolina Panthers. Tonight on ESPN Southwest Florida, the Gladiators at Hertz Arena taking on the Florida Everblades. We got coverage starting at 7:15 for the 7:30 puck drop. NBA action tonight. Both the Magic and Heat are in action. The Magic host the Lakers at 7 o'clock, 7:30 Heat in Atlanta. Panthers and Lightning on the road, both puck drops at 10 o'clock tonight.
You didn't mention the score in Bloomington last night in your Sports Center Rundown. I thought that was unprofessional.
Well, it's 5 o'clock the next day. The story's about 20 hours old, 19 hours old at this point. So,
all right, before we put it to bed,
it's time to move on.
You know, haven't mentioned it today.
We've got, huh?
I mean, other than Wikipedia, other than my lead question on Craig's Friday Sports Test, other than 6 of our 8 breaks.
Yeah. You brought it up a lot.
Can I hear the Bedlam in Bloomington one more time on FS1 just to appease me and stick it to Boilermaker fan?
Fine.
Thank you. Thank you for that. I appreciate that.
Ivy with 2. Step back 3 is no good. Bedlam in Bloomington, number 4 goes down.
Yeah, baby. Wolverines, you're next. Sunday, coming into B-Town. All right, I feel like we've covered that story today.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Got We got
the problem is your head coach is so old, you got to start looking for a replacement already.
No, we do not. Mike Woodson is 72. In his prime.
He's 72.
I love – in fact, there was a camera shot of him last night looking into the crowd, fist pumping.
Oh, he was very excited.
Great photo. Great photo. He's 14-0 when he wears the suit, and he's 0-4 when he doesn't. So we got to wear the suit more often. Phenomenal game. Rob Fennessy playing out of his mind, 20 points. Trace Jackson Davis in foul trouble, stepping up.
I thought you were going to put it to bed.
Okay, now I'm done.
Got a lot of Purdue fans that are not happy how much you've brought it up today.
That's too bad.
Hey, who do we got? We got Purdue Burger Kyle.
Yeah, there's Purdue 24 titles guy.
Yep. Delphi, didn't know he was a Purdue fan. Clearly a Purdue fan.
Yeah.
He says, Craig, when you finally squeak one out, have a good time. You also have so little to be happy about sports-wise. I pity you. So hope
well, given my Detroit fandom, that is true. That is true. Homie the Clown has texted in. Hey, gentlemen, did I miss the food truck giveaway? No, you did not. That is coming up in mere moments. Before we get to young Officer Sean, I had one other soundbite that I just thought was gold today, if you wouldn't mind playing it. This is Charles Barkley on TNT last night talking about the Dallas Cowboys, of all things, and that horrible play call for the quarterback draw, which ended their season. By the way, Mike McCarthy still doubling down. If you missed it, Jerry Jones, though, not happy. Didn't want to address his coaching situation on the radio today. Let's take a listen. This is Charles Barkley.
Can I just say one thing?
Yeah.
It had to be football. Well, singly the worst play call in sports history.
No, not sports history.
No,
stop it.
Dude, the quarterback sneak in that situation.
He wasn't a quarterback.
Out of all the sports alive, that was the worst play call in history. Yes, it was.
It wasn't a play call.
What?
It wasn't a play call.
What do you mean?
They called another play. The play got broke up, so he tried to.
No, they didn't. They called that play.
No,
listen, but it's not the worst play call.
Check.
The worst play call in the history of sports.
In sports, Kenny.
You haven't watched enough sports.
Okay.
No, he's watched probably too much sports, as a matter of fact.
By the way, Shaq just wrong. Yeah, it was a quarterback draw. You know what? Barkley was wrong, too. It wasn't a quarterback sneak. It was a design quarterback draw.
Yeah.
So they're all wrong.
Really I'm getting right. caught up in the details there.
Yeah, in the weeds. Boiler Buddy, also another fan who's had enough.
Yeah, we can turn the page on this. Story covered.
All right.
We've spent more time on it than two of the four divisional round games this weekend.
That's right. Do we want to play Penny Hardaway or we want to just get into young Officer Sean? That was another golden soundbite today. It's up to you. You can make a programming call.
I don't have the soundbite loaded because I asked you during the break.
That's right. All right, let's move on. And then we'll do our food truck giveaway in a minute. Young Officer Sean is with us. And, of course, big news out of the NFL today. The Giants hired Bills executive Joe Shane as their new GM. And his former coach, Ben McAdoo, is now the offensive coordinator of the Panthers. Young Sean, Officer Sean, how are you today, sir?
Oh, I'm doing just fine. Finally glad it's Friday so I get to relax for the weekend.
Yeah.
It's been a long week. So.
Is your new job, is it a Monday through Friday thing where you get weekends off?
Currently, yes, because I'm in training. And once I go to the academy, it'll be that way. Once I'm certified and I graduate the academy and everything, it will change. I'm also going to probably talk to one of them, to my higher-ups and see if I can keep it that way.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
So, but right, yeah, since I'm to the academy and I'm still, I haven't started the academy yet, but since I'm training, I have the academy, weekends I have off.
Gotcha. That's good. Hang on to that. All right.
Yeah, I'm going to try to. Yeah. It feels nice after a long week.
Yeah, but then I think once you're in the role for Beyond Academy, I think it's a seniority thing. I don't know that for a fact, but, you know.
That was just a guess.
I can always find out. I'll see if I can find out for you guys.
It sounds good.
I do want to give out a shout out to one of my officers. Cause he actually came up to me yesterday. The one I texted you about yesterday. He came up to me because he came to my in-service lesson yesterday.
Yeah.
And then he asked, who is an Eagles fan? I'm like, I'm not an Eagles fan, but I'm a Giants fan. And he's like, hey, come here for a second.
Yeah.
Come walking over because we leave the building I was in. He comes walking over. He's like, oh, yeah, I listen to Sheeman Shepherd. He's like, are you young Sean? I'm like, yeah, my car's out front too if you want to see it. I'm like, you should. If you hear the loud exhaust, that's me.
Yeah.
Like, if you hear that loud exhaust coming, that, you know. I was waiting to see how long.
You are famous.
I was waiting to see, because when he first brought it up, I was waiting to see how long before someone recognized the car sitting in the parking lot.
That's right.
That's what I was waiting for.
That's right.
It wasn't the car. He just was asking if anyone was an Eagles fan. I'm like, oh, no, but I'm a Giants fan, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, that's obvious by the back of the Monte Carlo with the huge fathead sticker on there.
Yep, and the license plate border, too.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's right.
You think you're going to go get Brian Daboll?
I honestly don't know. I'm hoping either Brian Daboll or Brian Flores, one of the two coaches.
Yeah, yeah.
Both have coached in Miami.
Hell yeah.
It's going to be interesting either way, as long as they don't see him do a quarterback sneak on 3rd and 9. I mean, I know you have no trust in your offensive line, but that was just...
That's such a low bar to clear, Sean.
Right, right.
I mean, it's like the same thing as I don't know what to expect from this GM, so I'm not going to get my hopes up for this GM because, you know, he's sitting here saying, you know, he's let the head, do what he needs to for the personnel and chew the head. See, I'm like, okay, it's all talk. Like I've heard from Joe Judge and Dave Gettleman, and let's hope you can actually do something different.
Yeah.
Giant fans are tired of it. We're like 5 or 6 years into this losing streak now. We're just tired of it. Where we want a team that's actually going to be able to compete and, you know, do something.
That's right.
Now, hopefully, I still haven't heard anything about the trainers yet. I don't know why. They need to be gone. I'm hoping they disappeared with Joe Judge because 33 injured players.
Yeah, I mean your new GM and new coach, they'll figure that out. Yeah. They won't retain whoever. So
I don't want to see the same thing by week 13. Oh yeah, the Giants all practice squad players except like one offensive lineman.
That's right.
Well, yeah, that's a great sight to see. Good thing I didn't waste my money on those games.
All right. Well, listen, it's a step forward. You got a new GM. That's the first thing. So we'll see who he hires coach. Should be interesting.
I can't wait. Honestly, can't wait.
Sean, who are you getting a phone call from while you're talking to me?
No, it's my brother's tablet going off because my friend's trying to call my brother's tablet.
Oh, okay. All right.
But I just hung up. I just ignored it.
Well, that's cool. Well, listen, Sean.
But, I want to tell you guys something on the update on my car because I haven't given you guys an update in a while on the car.
Sure. Yeah. Is it working?
It is. It's just giving me more issues than... I just got new tires put on it. So
nice.
4 or 2?
Four. Oh no, I'm not replacing. I'm not doing 2. If I'm doing because they're different. They're a different type of tire than what I used to have.
Yeah.
So I did all 4.
How much that set you
now,
back?
That's $600.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Not bad.
That's not bad.
It wasn't too bad. It's the same people that did my those black and red rims. So.
Were your tires getting bald or from all the drag racing?
My back ones were. No, not from the racing, from doing Uber. Killing my tire.
Yeah, now you don't have to do that anymore.
Now I just focus on my engine mounts for the next paycheck, which is next week. I should be able to get my engine mounts covered because my engine, if I was to open my engine bay, my engine is leaning to one side.
It's leaning. That can't be good.
Like a boat?
No, it cannot. I'm hoping to get it into the shop.
All right.
Good luck with that.
I just got to order the parts for it, but
sounds like a rusty
the car
bolt.
To the shop.
Yeah,
Sean.
That way, it's not a high price. I buy the parts that way. I don't have to pay labor. I should be good to go.
Yeah,
I know we've asked you this. Do you go to the same mechanic every time, or do you spread the wealth?
Spread the wealth.
Spread it. I mean, I've been going. I started going to one mechanic that someone, my best friend's father recommended because he goes to him all the time. So I started going to him more often than anybody else. My tires, I go to a different shop for though.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
And if it's a performance mod, I go to a different shop for performance mods that can specialize in that so they don't screw the car up.
Okay. All right. Sean, you got it all together, man. We're all happy for you. Enjoy the football this weekend on your well-deserved weekend off. And we'll talk to you next week.
I'll see you next week.
All right. You got it. That is young Officer Sean, everybody, with a listing engine in the Monte Carlo, but new tires. Take the good with the bad.
Yeah. It's a trade-off.
Yeah. Yeah.
Way I look at it.
High def checking in. Hey, Pete, just got in my truck. Did your Hoosiers win? Well, that'd be, hey, Craig. Now, Pete. Pete doesn't care. The Hoosiers are my team. In case you missed it, Indiana 68, Purdue 65. Just
now, if you had placed a wager on your team last night, how sweet would that money have felt in your hand?
Oh, it would have felt fantastic.
Yeah. See, that's what I don't get with you. You're
I don't
like,
do
nah,
head
I don't.
And my heart.
Yeah,
I don't.
I love mixing head and heart.
Yeah, I don't. It makes me nervous. Craig's brother from another mother says, hey, Craig, another national championship on the way. You got that right, brother. Bleep Doug says, who won the Purdue-Indiana game yesterday? I missed it.
Stop it. Purdue fan, you lay into the Hoosier fans when you get your next 9-game streak over them. They win once. Unbelievable. Was it 9 or was it more than 9?
It was 6 years. So.
Oh, so we're talking 12.
No, 9 sounds right. It was 9. Yeah.
What, you don't play Purdue twice every year?
There may have been a couple years where it was just once.
Well, you have to play your rival twice a year.
I think when they first split.
This is America.
I think when they first, I don't know. I think it's a thing.
Yeah, Pacers-Hoosiers parlay would have paid big. Two dogs on the money line? Dogs are barking.
Dogs are barking. Delphi says Carmel is where the snobs are from.
Yep.
That is our reputation.
Yep. You nailed it.
Yep. That's where I'm from.
He's from Delphi.
Tiny town.
Yeah, but he said it's real close to Purdue.
Right.
Or West Lafayette.
West Lafayette, which is one of the uglier towns in all of America.
I don't say that about it. I'm sure it's beautiful at certain times of the year, just like all campuses.
Craig, I'll give you a pass on your day of IU. This is Purdue Burger Kyle. I'll give you a pass on your day of IU celebrations. Just remember, you have to come to Mackey on March 5th. No crowd to help them. I predict a stomp fest.
It's like that movie Stomp the Yard.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's Stomp IU.
Well, here's the deal. We beat you last night without our best player because he basically fouled out. Only played 11 minutes.
I mean, he
scored one basket.
Right, but do you think that your team can go on your team that you've said if Trace Jackson Davis?
Trace Jackson Davis. Yes,
if he doesn't play well, the rest of your team doesn't play well, which was not the case last night because you were at home. But if you go to whatever their arena is,
Mackey.
And your best player gets in foul trouble, that's not going to bode well for you.
Well, here's how I look at it. What are the chances of that happening twice in a row? He's going to play better up there. So it's probably going to be a sweep. That's what I'm thinking.
2,161 days between IU wins over Purdue.
And frankly, I think that was the best thing that could happen to us. Our team learned how to win without our superstar last night.
Great.
Because you got Rob Finney saving the day.
Finney!
Now we're late. Caller number 9 going to win a pair of tickets to the Food Truck Wars Southwest Florida, held at the German-American Social Club of Cape Coral on Saturday, February 5th. Pete Shepard will be a celebrity taster judge, and all the details are on ESPNSWFL.com. Caller number 9 gets in for free right now, 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. Harry Carey coming up next. Sheeman and Shepard on ESPN Southwest Florida.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepard. Chris on the other side of the glass. Sheeman and Shepard rolling through a Friday on ESPN Southwest Florida. In case you missed it, Indiana 68, Purdue 65. I don't think we mentioned that today. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, so Charles was the winner for caller number 9 for our Food Truck Wars in Southwest Florida on February 5th. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, a tradition like no other, let us welcome Harry Carey, whose Buffalo Bills pounded the evil empire last week and almost put a 50 burger on the scoreboard. Harry, how are you?
Hey, let's go, Buffalo. Let's go, Buffalo. The Bills make me want to shout. Oh, I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry I'm late. The Bills just scarred on the Patriots again. Cheered for it ever since. Hey, guys, how's it going on a Friday afternoon?
Pretty good. Has anybody seen the Bills punter in the last month?
we try to keep him hidden under a rock because when he gets out there, it's not a good situation.
Yeah, no doubt. That was impressive.
But I guess that's a good problem to have, would you? Where the worst player on your team is the punter, that's not bad.
Yeah, that's not
bad. Heck, the Bills haven't punted against the Patriots in the last 10 quarters.
Oh, is that true? That's a fun fact. I did not realize.
That's right. They didn't punt the last game they played against them. They didn't punt in the second half. Well, that wasn't so good because they couldn't make a field goal in a tornado.
Yeah, the punt would have gone backwards.
They punted against the Patriots in the last two games.
That's pretty impressive. If I would have told you that at the beginning of the season, you'd have taken that, right? Absolutely.
That's right. I got to say, I don't know the stat, but the Bills have gone multiple games this year without punting, which a lot of people think is fun. In fact, hey, Chris.
Hey, Harry.
Fun stat for everybody. The Bills and the Dolphins are 4-1 against the Patriots this year when, well, 4-0 and not playing in a tornado. How do you like that?
Yeah. Yeah, he does like that.
Hey, Pete!
Pete had to step out. Pete stepped out of the studio.
I think he was ducking your call.
Yeah, he's scared of you. He's scared of Bills Nation.
I think it's just the end of an era, Pete. I think Jordan Poyer said it best. It's the end of an era for those guys. If you think that you're going to roll out with that quarterback against Josh Allen and win any kind of game moving forward, I think he's mentally scarred. That'd be my opinion.
Yeah.
But I don't know. My nickname's not Mac and Cheese, so I can't speak for him at all.
So,
Craig.
Yeah, Harry.
I got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
Can you tell me who won the Indiana-Purdue game last night? I had to go to bed early. I had a bit of a medical condition.
I'd be glad to. Indiana beat Purdue 68-65. It was a lot of fun.
That sounds like bedlam to me.
It was bedlam in Bloomington.
Hey, Chris, can you do me a favor? Can you play bedlam in Bloomington one more time?
Yeah, one more time, just for you.
Matthew's going to work out of the gun.
Oh, come on, that's the wrong cut.
There's that three men back on that goal line. Stafford's got it. Three-man rush for Chicago. Stafford loads and throws.
Yes!
Caught! No, he dropped it! Oh, no! DeAndre Swift dropped it. It was a touchdown in his hands.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no!
That hurt.
No. Hey, Craig, that didn't sound like bedlam to me.
No. No, that sounded like incompetence to me. Different team, different sport, different game.
I'm over here in the IU. We're back to putting Craig, knocking him down a few pegs.
Yeah, knocking me down.
What? I mean, sunshine to the dog's butt every once in a while, Craig. You got to have something to be excited about, but I feel like they had to bring you back down to earth a little bit.
Yeah, that kind of hurt. That was very hurtful by Chris, but he's mean-spirited, so I'm used to it.
Well, if it makes any consolation, it was my fault, Craig. I thought it'd be a fun thing to do on a Friday afternoon.
I love it how you bring production elements to your segment. That's very good of you.
That's right. Well, hey, guys, why don't we get into it for the weekend? There's a lot to talk about.
Let's do it.
I would like to. Hey, it's not often that, I don't know if you guys know this, but Charles Barkley and I are actually twins.
Oh, really?
That's right. People get us confused all the time, but one thing they won't get us confused about, I go back to that Dallas Cowboys game. It's got to be one of the worst play calls I've ever seen in the history of sports.
I agree. It was dumb.
If a coach is going to keep doubling down on that stupid decision, I would bring that fella back. Goodness sakes.
Sticking to his guns.
Mike McCarthy wasted the best years of probably the best talented quarterback we've ever seen. I wouldn't let that guy coach my kids' flag football team, I'll tell you that.
That's because you coach your kids' flag football team and you guys do well.
That's right. We get out on time every weekend. We don't have clock management issues. We'd be just fine every weekend.
Yeah.
Well, let's get into it. I'm going to need your help this weekend, guys.
Okay.
Last week was pretty stress-free. I don't know. 7 touchdowns and 7 possessions. It's the most stress-free Bills game I've ever watched in 36 years.
Yeah.
It came at a great time because I wasn't feeling great. But this week, heck, we're getting into it. It's going to be a little bit of a stressful weekend. But we'll save that for last. So I'm going to need your help.
All right.
Hey, Craig.
Yeah. Hey, Harry.
How are you feeling about the Bengals game this weekend?
I actually think Joe Burrow, did you see his sunglasses after the game? He looks so cool. I wonder if Tennessee's a little rusty having the bye week. I like Cincinnati in this one, but then the more I think about Derrick Henry coming back and Ryan Tannehill's also been on fire the last three games, I feel a little nervous about my pick. So, I might have been wrong with that one, but,
stick to your guns.
Cincy. I will. Cincy. I'll stick to Cincinnati and my Midwest
roots.
Do that
waffling thing.
No waffle. He's just asking for my help. Which way are you going on this game?
Well, for selfish reasons, I hope the Bengals win. Because if the Bills win, then the AFC Championship game would be at Orchard Park, New York.
Oh, yeah.
You have a rooting interest.
Yes.
Isn't that fun?
Yes.
That's right. That being said, anytime a quarterback in his second year wears, well, heck, any quarterback for that matter wears glasses like that, as a former defensive lineman of America, I've been trying to rip his head off every single play.
Yeah.
I don't think there was a wise decision by Joe Cool. But we'll see how it works out for him. That's why I'm going to go Tennessee 60, Bengals 22.
Okay.
Take the over.
All right.
But I hope the Bengals find a way to eke it out.
Gotcha.
Football Frankenstein is back. I never want to mess with that guy. I hope he's done that.
All right. All right. Very good. You want to stick in the – oh, we're going to do your game last. All right. What else? You want to do 49ers Packers now?
That's right. Hey, Craig.
Yeah, Harry.
How you feeling about the Packers game this weekend?
I think there's no way Aaron Rodgers and the Packers lose this game at Lambeau. Everybody wants to keep telling me Jimmy G has never played in a game below 32 degrees. I don't even know if it's true or not, but I like the Packers in this one.
Well, I'm going to have to agree with you, Craig.
Okay.
I like San Francisco. Debo Samuel, I'm going to name him as MVP of Tesco Festival this year.
Okay.
I'm a big fan of Debo. But I think, hey, when you're from San Francisco, it's cold out there in Green Bay. I know you run the ball, but Jimmy Garoppolo, that guy stinks. They had the game won, and he almost lost it for him against Dallas. Yeah. Stinks even more.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why I'm going to go Green Bay, 109, San Francisco, 6.
Wow. I think that's your biggest point total ever.
Ever.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Ever. All right.
After I like Green Bay getting – ask me next week. I don't care who Green Bay plays. They're probably going to lose because the money's on the line. We all know how that prima donna in Green Bay is when he actually has to win a game that means something.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, all right. Let's see. Controversial game around here because I think a lot of us picked the Rams over the Bucks. Buccaneers minus 2.5. Tom Brady versus Matthew Stafford.
Hey, Chris.
Hey.
How are you feeling about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers game on Sunday?
I would not be shocked either way this goes, but I have thought all year that as long as the big-name players for Los Angeles stay healthy, that they're the best team. I think the Rams win. If it were a fully healthy Bucs offense, probably a different story, but I think that the Rams are the healthier of the teams. I like the Rams to win.
Well, I'm going to have to agree with you, Chris. I obviously have a little bit of personal bias against Tom Brady.
Yes, you do.
But I can't disrespect his excellence. However, when 44-year-old quarterbacks go out against Von Miller, Aaron Donald, and their offensive line is banged up, I don't like their chances.
Mm.
My in-laws are all Tampa Bay fans, so I hope to heck they win. But I don't think they're going to.
Mm.
I think the Rams are going to make quite a statement. That's why I'm going to go Rams, 58, Bucks, 4.
Oh, okay. You know, Tom Brady was shut out once this year by the Saints, 9-0.
So, oh, yeah.
Maybe they will. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Tom's front row. I wouldn't be surprised. I hate to say it. I wouldn't be surprised if Tom Brady doesn't even make it through the game. I think he's in for a world of hurt.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Aaron Donald's going to be in his grill the whole game.
Okay.
And when he steps, if he steps up, it's going to be Aaron Donald. If he stays back there, it's Bob Miller. Good luck, Tom Brady. I hope you win, but I don't think it's going to happen. I think the buck stops here.
All right, the buck stops here. All right, one.
That's right. I hope you guys like the punt. It was intended.
Yeah, I got it. I got it.
Yeah, B-U-C.
Good.
Yeah. Yep, yeah.
Yep. All right, the big game, Harry. The big
game. Yeah, the save of the week in my household. Heck, in everybody's household. That's why they put it at 6:30 on a Sunday evening after everybody finishes their dinner and they get settled down.
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
How are you feeling about the Bills game on Sunday?
You know what, Harry? I'm going to tell you something. I saw this line come out this week. What was it? Kansas City, 2.5, 3, whatever. I said, that's a miss. I'm surprised. I know Kansas City's the home team and whatnot. I think your Buffalo Bills are going to just, I think you're going to blow. It's going to be high scoring and you're going to win comfortably. Not as comfortably as against the evil Empire Patriots. But you're gonna win this one comfortably. I'm all Buffalo Bills on this one.
I agree with a lot of what Craig says.
Oh, guess what, guys? We just became best friends. I would have to agree with you. I think if you just go back to the picture of Stephon Diggs with his hands on his helmet,
yeah,
confetti flying.
That's right.
And we talk about being healthy. We're gonna miss Tre'Davious White, but guess what? Everybody else is healthy, and that's what it takes at this point in the season. I think Joshy Boy is going to take the next step. Sideshow Bob, he'll do his thing, but the problem is this. It's always a distraction. We had a certain situation in the end zone in the Bills game last weekend when the Patriots scored a touchdown. Unfortunately for Kansas City, that situation exists for them on their sideline every week with Patrick Mahomes' brother.
Yeah, yes.
I'm sure everybody who can understand knows what I'm talking about. I think they're going to have the biggest problem on their sideline this week. That's why I'm going to go Bills 38, Chiefs 20.
Okay. That's the most normal score you've given all year, but yeah.
It's also the same score that it was in week 5 when they went in there. Oh.
Exactly.
Okay. There's a method to the madness. Gotcha.
Sideshow
Bob. That's right. Well, guys, we had a few laughs. Looking forward to what you got. Hey, Pete, I'm sorry that you're ducking me. It's the end of an era. I'd be sad, too, man. You might want to trade mac and cheese and try to get something else. Have a great weekend, guys. Go Bills! Cubs win!
All right. Harry Carey, everybody. Very amped up for this weekend. Oh, man. I saw a couple texts from my man Otis. He says, no way the Bills are beating Kansas City. I don't know, man. I think the Bills are hot as a firecracker.
Otis is invested in the Chiefs.
Very much so.
He has invested. He's vested.
Yeah, right.
Oh, very late.
Oh, okay. What you got coming up next? And the divisional round kicks off Saturday. Doubleheader, ESPN Southwest Florida at 4 o'clock. Titans hosting the Bengals, followed by the Packers hosting the 49ers. Coverage of the NFL playoffs on ESPN Southwest Florida is presented by Twin Peaks. Sheeman Shepherd, what you got? ESPN Southwest Florida.
Time for those parting shots. It's What You Got with Sheeman and Shepherd.
What You Got brought to you by Backstreets Bar and Grill, 47 Terrace in Cape Coral. A nice text from High Def says, super stressful week. Shout out to you guys and Harry Carey for all the great weekend send off. And you're welcome. We get that a lot, too. Appreciate it. Always do. In case you did miss it, Indiana 68, Purdue 65. Last night, I did not give a pick. Tonight, Clippers 76ers take the over. 213, take the over. Crystal ball, what you got?
213, you said?
213.
All right. Gave you a winner last night. It was my game of the month. We took the points with FIU. They won straight up.
Good job.
Tonight, Grizzlies at Denver. They are a 3.5-point dog. Take the points.
Take the points. All right.
Very simple.
Very simple. Everblades tonight?
7:15, yes.
Okay. Very good. So we got that coming up. Everybody have a great weekend. For Chris, for Pete Shepard, I'm Craig Sheeman. Kudos to me. Kudos to the Indiana Hoosiers. God bless America and the world!
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.